This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When I grow up, I want humans to go to the next level. When I grow up, I want to crush pedophiles. When I grow up, I want to relaunch 1776. Oh, wait! We did it! Out on the road for 40 days!
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Last night in Little Rock!
To Alex
Put Jones. Me in a haze! For 40 days! Last night in Little Rock! Sweet, sweet candy! What's going on, right? She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live on now with Kitty Kane. I've got to tell you, poker is his game. Moves and ladies, keep it right. As long as we can make it.
Ain't no booze in my life.
We're an American band. That's why I've got more energy. Yeah, when I drink, when I used to drink some, it's just to take the edge off because I'm just too hyped up. It's like a Tasmanian devil's loose in the office. Or cowbell. Four young Chiquitas in Omaha.
Four young Chiquitas in Omaha. Who's waiting for the band to return from the show?
Feeling good, feeling right.
Feeling right, it's Saturday night.
All right, stop it. The hotel executive. Yeah, these ladies, they had a plan. Dennis Hastert had a plan too, didn't he? Grab your kids and rape them. So does the Pope's deputy. He got over 100 kids reportedly and procured them out to all the little devil worshiping rape gangs. Those devil worshipers love to get those priest robes and rape kids. It's all part of defiling everything, overthrowing reality, destroying the flower of the youth until they die and enter hell. Now, let's get to the winner. Drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. The winner by contested decision. Chris Killer did a great job putting this together. He's launching a new YouTube channel. Don't Dox Me, Bro. That is a great name. I want to work with this guy. I want to work with him, too. I'm telling you, he's a close second, but he's the winner. $20,000 to Don't Dox Me, Bro. Name of the video. Well, he only sent it to us. He's never uploaded it yet. Now he's doing it. We did. It is official InfoWars CNN Meme War 20K winner. I'm going to re-upload it to Facebook with a cool name. I mean, what is it? Trump is our Toto. Trump broke the matrix. Trump flipped the paradigm. Trump exposed that we're living in a false reality. I mean, I don't know. Here is the winner of the 2017 Round 1 Meme War. $20K winner. Announced. Joke, it's all over. You're a bitter clinger. I was going to make sure you got sterilized. Drink the fluoride. No, who do you think you are? The world belongs to us. I went to this late. We're going to come back and play it all. We have a special guest, a ton of news. We'll talk about McCain straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Michael Schneider is with us for the next 30 minutes, and the founder and one of the owners of Compound Media, who just went to Iraq to actually witness the final days of Al-Qaeda and ISIS under President Trump and the military's bombardment. He'll be joining us as well. But Michael Steiner has written a story today that's up on InfoWars.com and on his website, MichaelSteinerForCongress.com. Getting Trump elected was not enough. We need 1,000 Liberty candidates to run for office all over the nation, and he's doing it. I think it's in Utah with his millions of readers and followers.
And whether he wins or loses, he wins by participating, by educating people in the process. The Democrats are in the news today swearing they're going to take Texas, yeah, by fraud. So realize what we're going to live under if the globalists win. The Republican establishment has killed the repeal of Obamacare because they wrote it. That's what we tell Democrats. Big banks wrote Obamacare bipartisanly to screw you. They're on C-SPAN bragging, saying, thank God you're so dumb. Healthcare's worse than it's ever been. It's designed to wreck it. In fact, here's Senator Rand Paul talking about it.
The insurance industry doubled their profit under Obamacare. They made $6 billion a year before Obamacare. They now make $15 billion. My concern is that we're going to pass a Republican bill and we're going to make their profits $30 billion a year. It's not the job of government to be doling out money to private industry. So what I've said is that if you insist that you want it, they should put that on a separate bill yep. that Democrats like. Democrats typically like spending bills. Put it on a spending bill and put the repeal, make it more of a repeal bill, and I'll vote for it. But I still think it's not perfect, but I'll vote for something less than perfect as long as it's not obnoxious. And obnoxious to me is subsidizing rich corporations.
Okay. That's right. That use government to make you buy it and then limit competition to jack the price up. And then the left runs around 1 year after Obamacare got partially implemented 3 years ago. I was reading the Wall Street Journal on an airplane, and it was insurance companies bragging. It was like headline, lobbyists love Obamacare. It was like, globally, our profits up 47% just on the American people's backs. Worldwide, 47% increase in profits. It was like 2015. I mean, galactic level screw jobs. Now, joining us is Michael Snyder, that is so on target. I mean, I saw CNN with the headlines. Trump's done 900-plus tweets since he was elected 6 months ago, but no major legislation, because most of what they've done is executive tyranny. TPP, open borders, carbon taxes. He's devastated them. We've got a Supreme Court justice that isn't a total communist. We've got 69%, it was 63%, down illegals coming across, and felons are down even more. Deportations of felons way up. The economy trying to battle back. I mean, I don't want to just sit here and cheerlead Trump, but it's a total war. They have the FBI former director brought in by the Democrats and the globalists, put in there by Sessions that I guess balked and choked. And I got to agree with Trump. I mean, you know, Sessions be going after them for all the crimes they committed. Where are five or six special counsels or criminal counsels? Special prosecutors, not just counsels, should be all over Hillary, because if Trump did something, which he hasn't, it's like a microscope finding a little dot of dirt while a whole cesspool sewage treatment plant with just oceans of sludge. It makes the head spin. And now Mueller is saying that they're looking at all the finances of all his campaign, all his associates, all his businesses. You're going to find something. I got 70-something crew members. They're great people. I bet people bounce checks. I bet there's some folks smoking some pot. I bet somebody did something wrong before. I mean, imagine if you had tens of thousands of employees. This is a new word for dragnet, fishing expedition, witch hunt to infinity. Michael Snyder, this is an incredible time to be alive, is it not?
It really is, Alex. And you know, people need to understand that we are in a war because the establishment, they want to destroy Donald Trump. It's kind of like a foreign body has invaded the system, and they want to get that foreign body out of their system.
And they know they're losing. They know they're losing, so they're going to go after everybody. Once they get him, it's everybody else. This is a death battle. Sorry.
Oh, you're right, Alex. That's why they're going after you. They want to shut InfoWars down because they know how effective you've been. They want to shut me down, the economic class blog. They want to shut all of us in the alternative media down. They want to get rid of us because they saw the power we had in the last election. So we're actually in a war for the future of this country, and we don't have to settle for the future of the globalists. You know, I talk to a lot of people that are awake, and they're saying, oh, the globalists, they're too powerful. We can't defeat them. One world government is coming. Well, you know what? We don't have to settle for that. We don't have to just sit back and take whatever they take. You know, Our founding fathers, if we would have had a defeatist attitude back then, if our founding fathers had said, no, we can't take on the mighty British Empire, and the rest of the world thought we were crazy when our founding fathers said, we're going to take on the mighty British Empire, we're going to declare independence, they put everything on the line, and because they did, because they were willing to risk it all, the United States of America exists today.
Take Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh first wanted to be a capitalist. He was a communist during World War II. He was our ally. They didn't want to make a deal with him because the French and others wanted the opium and to exploit the classically free market Vietnamese. And so despite the fact that we spent the equivalent of trillions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of troops, we couldn't beat them because they refused to submit, and they had a communist ideology. If you refuse to submit with a Christian, conservative, libertarian, free market renaissance, you cannot be defeated.
And that's what we need to do. We need to work together. And that's why I love InfoWars so much, because you're all about working together. Those that love liberty, those that love freedom, those that love the Constitution. If we work together, we can win. Donald Trump showed us that we can win the presidency here in Idaho. If everybody listening to this program today that lives in my district votes for me, I'm going to win no matter what. We just got to get everybody out to the polls and involved, because we are going to win, because we have the numbers. We're waking more people up every day. My websites, your show, people all over the country, we're raising up an army, and we can do this if we work together.
And by the way, I have a small crew. I've been meaning to do it. Will you call my crew today? I want to carry your books because I've read several. They're all excellent. But you're living a life that really matters, things like that. And you're doing just such important work. And again, I'm so glad that despite the fact you've been successful in your own private business and successful in education and successful, in news, that you're running for Congress. I mean, this is really such a manly thing to do. I don't mean to be cheesy. Being manly means putting your family on the line, putting your name out there, and getting engaged and involved, because you've got a great family, I know. So we just admire what you're doing, Michael.
Well, thank you, Alex. And even though I just announced I'm running officially 2 weeks ago, the attacks are already coming in. They're already attacking me. They're attacking the people I'm associated with. And so I'm already, it's kind of like walking into a hornet's nest, but we've got to do this because I believe this is the most critical time. If the Democrats take control, if they impeach Trump, if they get rid of him and they start shutting down alternative media, we can lose everything. But if 1,000 people all over the country start running for office, taking back state legislatures, taking back Congress, taking back the powers of structure all over the country, we can have a revolution and turn this country back to limited government, liberty, freedom, the Second Amendment, the things we care about, the things we've been fighting about for 7 years. You know, Alex, my articles have been appearing on InfoWars.com for 7 years now. We've been fighting together. We've been fighting this battle. We've been trying to wake people up, and now we need to go to the next stage, because now the war has got hotter than ever before. And if we don't win, the elite, the globalists, they are going to try to totally destroy us.
You're absolutely right. Michael Schneider, let's talk about the Mueller situation, because Trump has got to go with his instincts. He's absolutely right. They got bamboozled. They got hoodwinked. They got stampeded. And I really like Senator Sessions into this recusal so that his deputy could then put Mueller in. If it was somebody else that wasn't best friends with Comey, didn't cover up for the Bushes and the Clintons, then I would say, okay, have a special counsel. If Mueller presided for a decade over some of the greatest abuses bipartisanly we've ever seen, he took off the list radical Islam and would not let the FBI investigate radical jihadis and basically ordered them to stand down. That's confirmed. This guy is a globalist. You've got Brennan. You've got Clapper. They're all just incredibly arrogant. I want to get into that, but first let's get into McCain. I don't wish harm on anybody, and I've had family that have had cancer and brain tumors. It's no joke. I also know from a friend who had a brain tumor and didn't make it, they got very aggressive, very paranoid the last year of their life before they even knew they had a brain tumor, and then it killed them in about 2 months once they learned about it. McCain has been acting very erratic the last year. He's been acting very crazy. Remember back at the Comey hearing, people said, even his own supporters said, something's wrong with him. But this is a guy that was part of the Keating Five. This is a guy who wants to say everybody that is against him is a Russian agent. This is a guy who funded al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and ISIS and went and met with them in Syria and admitted it. This is a guy in the news. through his proxy saying Trump's a Russian agent. That's in the Washington Post today because he is working with Russia to take out ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That predates Trump getting in. The Pentagon made that deal. So now battling radical Islam, you know, you're supposedly ISIS, or battling radical Islam, you're supposedly a Russian agent. That's the Washington Post saying that today. This has reached new levels. He's got this brain tumor. Some people might say it's foul play. They do have viral-based weaponized cancer. You can actually spray on somebody that they can breathe. That actually does create these type of cancers in the cerebral cortex. But, you know, McCain's old. This is probably naturally occurring. Though brain cancers of this type have massively increased. SV40 that's in a lot of the vaccines has also been linked to this. That's one reason this cancer has increased. So we can use his tragedy to hopefully inform some people. And, you know, I hope McCain gets right with God. I don't wish any harm against any living thing. I don't take pleasure, out of a cow dying, even if I eat a steak. I don't take pleasure in an evil person having a brain tumor because I still have empathy for them. But talk about an omen. David Rockefeller, the founder of modern world government, founder of the modern UN, David Rockefeller dead this year. Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of his top generals for world government, dead. And now we see McCain, you know, the current Tim Kaine called him the leader of their movement, their chairman. And he is quarterbacking the attempt to stop the Make America Great Again movement. So this is an omen. What do you make? And I just wonder, will George Soros get fast-acting cancer, not delivered by patriots of the CIA, but by God?
Well, Alex, a lot of these neocons, a lot of these globalists, they are getting older. They're dinosaurs now, and they're starting to die off. They're starting to retire. And so we need to replace them with fresh blood. But with McCain, I found it interesting that he has brain cancer, because something else that's been linked to cancer are cell phones. And what I've been finding out is that, as I've been digging into this, members of Congress, they spend more time out of their day on the phone than anything else. In fact, when new members of Congress, when they go, what they're told is they're supposed to spend about 2 hours a day on the floor and in committee actually doing their jobs, and they're actually supposed to spend about 4 hours a day on the phone dialing for dollars. 60 Minutes did a big expose of this, where what they do, they spend more to our members of Congress, when they're working, they spend more time during the day dialing for dollars. They spend more time during the day calling people up, asking for money, than anything else. And that's when they're working. Members of Congress only, for example, the House will only...
Exactly. And Johnny Cochran died from the type of brain tumor that's associated with cell phones. It was confirmed decades ago in rat studies that it does heat up the DNA. It causes it to rattle, and then it breaks the chains. Then that causes mutations in the brain tissue. Everybody should be using hands-free. No one should let their kids... beyond these, unless they're using it hands-free or Bluetooth, and it's still dangerous. You're absolutely right. But notice The Atlantic can say, did it give him a brain tumor? Because they're establishment media. If we say cell phones are linked, it's a conspiracy theory. But they are having that debate now.
Oh, it's very true. And so people need to be aware, when you're holding that cell phone up to your head for, you know, endless hours, you're literally cooking your brain at a very low level. But, these members of Congress, they spend more time on the phone than anything else. That's when they're working. The House of Representatives, Alex, will only be in session for 147 days this year. That means they have 218 days off. They work for less than 3 days a week. And when they're working, like I said, most of the time they're on the phone. The Republicans and the Democrats, they're not allowed to make calls directly from their own offices, so they've got these giant call centers very close to the Capitol. And what they do, the reason why you almost always see the House chamber, the Senate chamber empty, because they're all over at these call centers. They're calling people, trying to raise money for the next election, trying to keep the establishment in power. That's how Congress really works. So,
that's right. And major courts have ruled that cell phones are causing brain cancer. It's a fact. Just like glyphosate literally grows cancer, but they told us it was healthy to drink. This is incredible. Why are the elites allowed glyphosate, cell phones, all of this, all this Wi-Fi, all of it, when they know specifically it rattles DNA into pieces? Then when you have DNA in pieces, that is a mutation. Cancer, of course, is the most classic mutation with malignant tumors.
Well, I think for the same, some of the same reasons why they're putting fluoride in the water. They know fluoride is a neurotoxin. They know that it has effects on the development of young children. They know that it's dumbing down the population, but they put it in there anyway. They say it's good for our teeth when it shows, no, it actually causes some very serious conditions for teeth. Now we got children all over the country with those little white spots on their teeth. That's from the fluoride in the water.
And the American Dental Association says children under six should not brush their teeth with fluoride, and the media calls me a conspiracy theorist when that's the American Dental Association 6 years ago forced to come out and say that in like 2011. People can pull that up, and admitting it increases bone cancer in boys, admittedly causes lower IQs, Harvard study, but they don't care. They just call us conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, or Alex, vaccines in California where they passed that bill making it mandatory to have vaccines if you want to go to public school. Now they want to bring out a bill where it's going to make it mandatory for every child in California to get vaccines. You know, and these laws are starting to spread all over the nation. There's talk that they want to start pushing them here in Idaho, a deeply red state. We've got to fight this. We've got to let people know these vaccines, you know, why has autism just exploded because of these vaccines? Kids are getting shot with these vaccines.
And by the way, there are thousands of studies admitting thimerosal causes autoimmune results in the brain and other things. And they just say conspiracy. A vaccine is safe and effective. Never hurt anybody. The insert says it can kill you or cause an autoimmune disorder or give you type 1 diabetes by killing your pancreas. On and on. But people won't read the insert. They just say conspiracy theory. It doesn't matter. While you were talking, we put Scientific American on. We put even the Washington Post on. Even CNN. In on. Even Newsweek admit all this now. We've been totally vindicated. But they pre-tell you it won't hurt you to make you comfortable so that your brain decides it's safe, like them telling folks cigarettes were good for your lungs in the 40s and 50s, even though they knew it caused cancer, so that you go ahead and get addicted to the cell phones, go ahead and give them to your kids, and then later to cover their ass, they tell you actually it kills you. So I tell you, very diabolical plan by these lawyers.
Yeah, and then something else that's in our water, Alex, is all the pharmaceutical drugs where, you know, we're the most drugged up society in the history of the world, but all that gets into the water. And so a major study was done not too long ago where they looked at the water, they looked for traces of pharmaceutical drugs, and they found that more than half of the water systems in the entire country have more than 24 different traces of pharmaceutical drugs in
them. And it's causing massive mutations in mammals, amphibians, fish, you name it. And they make big jokes out of that as well. Since you mentioned it, let's go ahead and go to this clip. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper totally sold out the country. Trump is making Russia great again in Ukraine. I mean, Soros overthrew an elected government. They started a civil war. Russia just took control of the East and their pipelines. This is making Russia great again. Here it is.
Do you think our president is helping Russia be great again?
In a way, I guess he is. Particularly if as Putin, you know, gets his way in Syria, and if nothing is done to push back on the Russians in Ukraine, yes.
Helping the Russians push back in Ukraine when George Soros and the State Department Obama overthrew the elected government. Look at this Washington Post headline. Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow. Sought by our Pentagon that testified to Congress in closed session 5 years ago that we then had guests on and was later confirmed. Yes, Russia is against radical Islam too. Yes, we shouldn't be funding the very rebels we're fighting. I mean, again, if Trump puts his shoes on right, they claim the Russians did it. If Trump doesn't want everybody to live under Islamic rule, it's the Russians. Yes, the Russians are against radical Islam, too. What do you make of this, Michael Snyder?
Well, I'm so glad that Trump made that move. It's a giant step in the right direction. But you know what? The neocons, both Democrats and Republicans, they want us to be the police of the world. And that's why we need more people like Ron Paul, who says, we can't be the police of the world. First of all, we can't afford to do that. And secondly, when we keep poking our nose in everywhere, then we have to send our boys and girls over there to bleed and die. And, you know, and the rest of the world's starting to hate us because we're constantly interfering. We're constantly starting wars. We're constantly, the military-industrial complex constantly wants more war. They constantly want want more.
And finally, Trump is over there cleaning up Obama's mess in the Middle East, cleaning up the North Korean mess. It's a president that's pragmatically actually pro-free market and not a pedophile and not out to get us. Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Folks should support you and get involved in that. It's we, the people, that are backing you if you win, not the Russians. Again, they're telling us we're all losers. You didn't know the Russians had your wife have that baby, too. And when you breathe, Mr. Schneider, it's not you breathing. The respirator is provided by the Russians as well. And when I got up this morning and made eggs for my family, that was the Russians as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't elect Trump. It was the Russians. Michael Schneider, thank you so much. We have the founder of the Rebel Media straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Globalists can win is if you remain asleep. I'm committed. Sworn to Avenge. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I am the Sentinel. We're all, no matter what color we are, where we came from, if we want justice, if we love truth, if we love to take care of the innocent, if we want to be honorable, if we want to be strong, if we want to take on bullies, then that's the spirit God put in you. That's the light shining out in the dark. We're all brothers and sisters in that fight. We're getting our next guest on. Got a bunch of other guests today. Ton of news to get to. But there's no doubt now they're coming after Trump. The corrupt, evil Mueller, who covered up for just outrageous Islamic terror, crimes, Clinton corruption, espionage by the communist Chinese, is now saying they're going to look into every bank account, every transaction, stuff that's non-Russia related, trying to bring down President Trump because he told the special interests that had hijacked our country and transferred the power to the TPP and to NAFTA and GATT and these international agreements. He said, no, we're not turning off all our coal when nobody else does. We're not going to have wide open borders and order the Border Patrol not to stop people coming across illegally. And that's down 69%. And so they're panicking. Now, briefly, we got free shipping until the end of July. And we're selling out a lot of the best-selling items like Supermel Vitality, X-Tube, Brainforce Plus. So I've already stopped selling Brainforce Plus at 30% off. I just had to because we're about to sell out. Probably be out of it for like a month. So those specials are going to end today on Supermel, on X-Tube, the good halogen that goes in and obviously blocks the bad halogen fluoride. It's amazing. That's the cleanest, purest iodine out there from deep earth crystal sources. We have Caveman. That's the ultimate bone broth paleo diet formula. And by paleo diet, I mean what the ancients ate across the board, knowing the bones had all the trace minerals, the elements in it, the cofactors, the stem cells, all of it. And then you've got the chaga mushroom and the rest of it in there. It's simply the very best out there. The turmeric, the bee pollen, and many other high-quality ingredients that help for healthy muscles, bones, fights free radicals, and so much more. Caveman is back in stock after being sold out for months, and this is now the top bone broth seller in the country. And bone broth, as you know, is very, very hot, but compared to just something you cook on your stove, this is very many times more concentrated. It is chocolate naturally flavored. It's all organic. InfoWarsLife.com. Caveman is back in stock. And other brands of bone broth formulas are, in some cases, twice as much, usually about 20% more. So it's also a very, very good deal. Then you're funding this operation and our expansion. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But a lot of the specials are going to have to end today. The free shipping continues throughout the month. Take advantage of that. We now have one of the top manufacturers of organic whey from grass-fed, non-GMO cattle with none of the growth hormones, none of it. We now have one of the top brands in the country, lets us private label it. And again, it is way less expensive than it would be in stores buying it direct from us, private labeled, true whey protein. So we know we're under a microscope, plus we want you to get great products. You come back and get them again. It's a win-win. This is one of the top makers in the country. We private label it. It's super high quality, totally tested, true whey protein, premium quality with 9 essential amino acids. Just came out today, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And they do have community guidelines like the old Soviet Union. Oh, the community doesn't like you. You're gone now. And Google's in trouble for doing this. And they got antitrust suits going on, but they let leftist groups, and they expunged the internet for Hillary and cover up all her corruption and Obama and the rest of it, where they let these little knighted groups, these little super mods go around and say, oh, we find this offensive, oh, we find that offensive, and then just put a strike on your account and they're set to shut down our channel, which is, I've already told Google before, and the last time they pulled this and they backed off, lawsuit's ready. We've got your internal documents where you hired the company to delist us. We got a bunch of other stuff, too, which is fine. And I know it's a big, huge corporation and everything else. You let your little communist mods go around and do that. You give us the standing Take down the channel with billions of views, and you are going to have a big publicized, big, fat, juicy, successful lawsuit on your butt. And you think the stuff in Europe's big? Just get ready. I don't want to sue people, but it's all ready, and I'm done. So you people thinking you're having the victory out there trying to shut us down? Just get ready. And the next person puts a false copyright claim in, too. I promised, and it's ready. I'm going to sue you. It's got to be done. I've made the decision. I'm done. Oh, and people that like to sue us and then secretly pay us to drop the lawsuit, I figured that scam out where you want to make it look like we're fake news. You're going to get sued, too. Anybody else, false lawsuits, you're getting sued. Guaranteed. Set your watch and warrant by it. Put it in the bank. You can guarantee it. You can guarantee it. Now, joining us is an individual who was successful in libertarian conservative media in Canada. And, of course, inside shenanigans went on to blow that up. And he joins us, Ezra Levant, founded the Rebel.media. It reaches hundreds of millions of people now every month. And they've had their share of folks trying to censor them and shut them down. They're international. I really admire their lineup of folks from Tommy Morrison right through to Gavin McGinnis and so many others. Again, I'm not in competition with the Rebel. I'm glad they're there. We're in this together. TheRebel.media, subscription-based, just like you buy our products to support us. You just subscribe with them, and you're building a new media, and the more of us there are, the better, the safer it is. So he just got back. We almost sent Joe Biggs into this, but it fell through, and other groups were involved, to go in with former Special Forces and some patriots. We'll just leave it at that. I know about other groups, not this particular one, but I know for a fact Eric Prince does good stuff out there. They call him a mercenary. He's not, in my view. He's exposing the pedophile rings, you name it. I don't know if that's the group financed him. But to go in and actually save Christians being murdered, slaughtered, put into sex slavery in the few cities left that ISIS / Al-Qaeda has control of. So that's something I know Eric Prince has been doing for years behind the scenes, saving thousands and thousands of Christians every few months. Well, this gentleman went into Iraq into the most dangerous areas. Ezra Levant, he just got back. So, again, we want to thank him for his courage and what he's doing to talk about this. And the Washington Post saying Trump's a Russian agent today, basically, for going along with the Pentagon program that's 5 years old of not backing ISIS and telling the Democrats no. They're now saying that that's a Russian program helping Moscow, that we're not backing the Wahhabist ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. Well, you just came back from there where they admittedly sometimes rape little girls to death. So Ezra Levant, founder of the Rebel.media, thanks for joining us.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be here. And first of all, thank you for your kind words about the Rebel. You're a real trailblazer in alternative media, and that's what we need these days, to cover stories that are off the official narrative. And Alex, the media and politicians and diplomats never stop talking about Muslim migrants. They call them Syrian refugees. Most aren't Syrian, most aren't true refugees, but ignored are the Christian refugees who are actually at risk of genocide. Here's a quick fact for you. In 2017, the official United Nations budget to help Muslim refugees is $4.7 billion. But no one is waging a genocide against Muslims. There's no ethnic cleansing of Muslims, but there is ethnic cleansing of Christians in the Middle East, and they're not even allowed to go to these UN refugee camps because those UN refugee camps are dominated by Muslim extremists. The Christians, if they flee there, will be violently assaulted there. So these Christians are forgotten, and we went to these ancient Christian towns where they're literally being ethnically cleansed by Muslim terrorists.
Break it down, because this is simply amazing. These are the forgotten people.
Yeah. I mean, these are ancient Christians who actually still pray in Aramaic. That is Jesus' language. Some of these Christian communities have been there for 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 years, and it used to be a Christian area, just like Egypt used to be Christian, just like Turkey used to be Christian, Istanbul used to be called Constantinople. But over time, wave after wave of Muslim jihad has ethnically cleansed the Christians. They kill the men, and they take the women as rape slaves, because that is officially permitted in the Quran. And so we I met a Yazidi woman in Germany when I was on another trip. Yazidis are not Christians. They're not Muslims. They're an individual ethnicity, but they have blonde hair and blue eyes, Alex. So the Muslim terrorists prize these women as rape slaves. I met a Yazidi rape slave who said she lost track after she was raped 240 times. And you have to understand, in the Islamic State, that's not a crime. That's actually officially sanctioned. That's one of the ways they pay their terrorists, is in stolen property.
And Linda Sorcerer won't even come out and criticize her.
No. And what breaks my heart, Alex, is I went to these Christian towns, and I saw these all-Christian refugee camps. These people are completely ignored. Politicians, the media, diplomats, NGOs, they favor the Muslim refugees, but they ignore the Christians. I say we've got to sort the lambs from the wolves, Alex. Most of the people flooding into Europe are not lambs. They're wolves.
Well, even Interpol admitted 80% are military-age men. But expanding on that, I've seen the statistics for less than 1%. In fact, it was just a few sub-points of the refugees are Christian. And then Obama, jokingly about a year ago, said, well, we just can't only let in the Christians. We got to let in the Muslims. But in truth, he laughed about it because he knows the UN program discriminates and doesn't even let Christians get out because they're slated for extermination. Why is that?
Well, it goes back to the Quran. The Quran talks about converting any infidels. And so when we were in Iraq, we saw an Islamic State edict. Remember, the Islamic State is like a proto country. So they have judicial announcements. They're called fatwas. And any Christians in these little towns that have been there for more than 1,000 years, Alex, they're given an ultimatum. Either flee, pay the jizya tax of submission, or be killed by the sword. So this is rooted in the Quran. And they kill the men, they rape the women. I went to a church in the little Christian town of Batnaya that was conquered by ISIS, held by for 2 years, and only recently liberated. The Christians have not yet returned to this ancient town. I went into the church and I saw anti-Christian graffiti like, we will kill you, leave or be killed, this is Muslim property, there are no Christians allowed in the Islamic State. It was written in Arabic, but it was also written in German. And that tells me, Alex, that there were German Muslims who went to Iraq to rape and plunder and desecrate these churches.
And under this whole Islamic rebellion, Arab Spring that the Democrats, the globalists, the NATO and others and the UN have been behind publicly, military-aged men go like on Hajj, basically, but jihad, where it's like a pillaging, raping vacation where they go out to earn their bones and have their rites of passage, raping, killing, murdering. I mean, this is all admitted, and the UN brags that this is all part of their replacement plan for Europeans. I mean, why is the left so in love with Orthodox Islam?
Well, I suppose it's the same reason that the left was so sympathetic to the Soviets during the Cold War. Leftists always side with the most acute enemy of Western civilization. Until the fall of the Berlin Wall, leftists sided with the Soviets. Because they thought, well, that's the counterweight to Western civilization. Today, it's radical Islam. So it's not just that the radical Islam is an enemy of the West. It also is an opportunity for these virtue-signaling leftists to show how open-minded they are, that they will tolerate their own enemies. What's so ironic to me, and this is what I never understand.
That's why we've seen a lot of these leftist women go to be the sex pleasure objects, including quite attractive women from all over Europe and the U.S., go to literally live in fleas and ticks with guys that wipe their butts with their left hands and just stink like pig demons. But they just, women just go and worship the filthiness and worship the fleas and ticks and lice. I'm not kidding. These women are just loving this because I guess they're so cuckolded from men groveling and kissing their butts in the West and putting them on a pedestal. They don't like that, but to be savagely just treated like slaves, they love it.
It's terrifying in Mosul, which is the big city that the Islamic State recently lost to Allied forces. There were some Canadian women who voluntarily went out there. They either go to be halal prostitutes to service these men, or they're duped in some way, or they want to be part of the jihad. It's really troubling. But you make a good point. A lot of these terrorists, they come from the West, go to Syria and Iraq. They get a taste of terrorism, rape, murder, defacing Christian objects.
And then they come back to Europe and go to the anti-racism concerts to openly rape, and the police just stand there and guard the raping. And then judges rule, well, this is a Muslim. He's allowed to rape. It's his culture.
Well, and the thing is, they're coming back as battle-hardened veterans in a way, because they did it in Iraq and Syria, so they've tasted blood. And whatever moral compunction they might have had, they're over it. So they're numb to violence. They love it. They practice it. And now they've returned to the West. And throughout Europe, and we've seen this, terrorist attacks in Belgium and France in particular have been from ISIS terrorists who learned their trade in Iraq and Syria and have come back to the West.
And you know what's crazy? We have Ezra Levant, the founder of the Rebel.media, amazing television radio network, news site that's reaching tens of millions a day now. We're not exaggerating. I can't come up with words to describe how much worse it is than we're saying, because by the minute more insanity comes out. I mean, we have videos in Sweden and Germany of them holding women down and lines of men raping them, and the police are 50 feet away and do nothing. I mean, they literally rape little kids in pools, and the police say, well, that's their culture. I mean, it is just insane asylum. I'm just wondering. And then meanwhile, they're saying Trump's a Russian agent because he just killed the Obama program to arm ISIS. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone to care.
Ezra Levant, from Rebel.media, the founder of it. He's having back on soon about his whole story, you know, having a successful kind of the Fox News of Canada, but more libertarian. That all got shut down, and it was successful, and he started this a year and a half ago or so. But just getting back to Iraq and what's happening, as the final cities of the liberal, globalist, Saudi Arabian-backed ISIS fall, we have the Washington Post saying Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow. Well, the Pentagon said stop doing it 5 years ago to Obama. So just because Russia's aligned, not wanting to back radical Islam, blowing up every church, sex slavering everyone, how does that make Trump bad? I mean, I've got Democrats all over the news now saying no one's allowed to talk to Russians. Why, Trump at a dinner at the G20 talked to Putin. It was a dinner. They seated his wife by him. The G20 did it on purpose, probably, to say Trump was some agent. They're trying to paralyze the president. How do you think all this is going?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it has been terrifying that all of these so-called militias in Syria, they have undermined Bashar Assad, who I'm not going to say he was a good man in any way, but he was at least a protector of the Christians. Same way, and without him, look at the anarchy. Same thing in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi, not a liberal civil rights lover like we expect in the West, but at least he held back the Islamist wave. Same with Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. So we made the perfect the enemy of the good. I'm not saying I would like to live under any of these Arab dictators, but the hell that was unleashed when they were toppled was far worse. And let me say, the Christian community in Iraq, it really is being ethnically cleansed. That's why we went over there. Alex, I'm a Jew. And so I looked at this ethnic genocide against Christians through the eyes of someone who understood the Holocaust. And I see so many analogies. Or the
Armenian genocide. It touches everybody's heart to just see people being whole families hunted down, the men killed, the women raped, murdered, thrown away.
Well, and that's the thing. Armenia was just north of there. So these Christians have a really tough go. So we went there to document the Christian genocide and to bring a little bit of humanitarian relief. And if people want to see our videos, they can go to SaveTheChristians.com. We've put up about 15 videos, including from these destroyed churches. You can see them at SaveTheChristians.com. And if you want to help with our humanitarian efforts, you can do that too. And I want to tell the story of these Christians because so many people ignore it. They're obsessed with the Muslim refugees. No one's killing Muslims.
You're absolutely right. And again, the UN's basically not letting Christians get out. We should do another video showing. Remember Obama laughing last year going, oh, we can't let the Christians out. We can't just take care of them. No, he's blocking them on purpose because he is a closet Islamicist. It's been proven.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully those numbers will change now that Donald Trump is choosing the refugees. But
like
so
you
far,
said, the Christians can't go to the refugee camps to begin with because they'll be killed by the religion of peace.
Yeah, that's true. Well, listen, Alex, I appreciate you spreading the word about this, and thank you for your kind words. We're going to keep up this fight because it's the one group it's okay to demonize in Western civilization is Christians, and it ought not to be that way. And I know you stand up for their civil rights, and we do too, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, folks can find out more, again, at the rebel.media. And I absolutely, for the Nightly News, want to get you back on and review some of the boil-down or highlights of the amazing videos you've got posted. This is real journalism and dangerous. So thanks for doing that, Ezra Levant.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, hour number three. We're going to get to a ton of news I haven't hit. More on McCain, more on the witch hunt against Trump, more on the economy, so much more. We've got John Rappaport coming up, too. Stay with us.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows